views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. The Silver Gaia Show with Dr. Bree Gibbs and co-host Stephanie Sills brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live a life with truth, trust, and passion. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Bree and Stephanie.
Everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Bree.
And you're listening to the Silver Gaia Show, brought to you by Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us the next hour and let us help you experience standing in your truth. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
I know. This is going to be a fun show today about standing in your truth. I mean, isn't that what we're all about?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I mean, how many times have we talked about, I wish people would stand their truth, no matter what it is, what they say, how they say it. We have to honor and respect it no matter what.
Absolutely.
You know, that's my opinion. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you stand in your truth, then you can start with a beginning.
Right. And is there always
new?
Something new is correct, because as I say, sometimes the old we have to let go of. And that's a lesson I've learned this last weekend. Is letting go of some of the old that I didn't know I was holding on to be able to stand in my truth and who I am and what I am and why I'm here. And you've gone through some of that too, and I've met other people that are going through it right now. So today we got a special guest. Her name is Michaela Guerrero. She's a radio host on Blog Talk Radio. Isn't that cool? A light bringer standing in her truth. Michaela has been on Blog Talk. She's brought many a variety of different subjects, issues to the forefront. Her interests include healthy eating and women's wellness shows, along with her special co-host, Jamie Lemon, can be heard twice a month on Are You Fit? Talking about random truth, random simple truth on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Hi, Michaela. How are you doing?
Hey, Miss Bree. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. And hey, Miss Stephanie, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Thanks. Great to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad that you're with us today because we're all about being in our truth and standing in our truth no matter what it takes. So let me ask you something. How do you define a light bringer?
Well, for me, when I decided to use that as one of my titles, if you will, for me, I defined it for myself. And that really is about bringing truth, justice, and love to the forefront. Because I think a lot of times when people hear the word light, they automatically assume love and like niceness all the time and softness, but sometimes love is tough love, and sometimes it's speaking the raw things that the hard truths that people don't want to hear. So when people see me out on social media or sometimes on my different shows, you know, they might not be expecting, you know, they might just be thinking they're going to hear this soft, mousy kind of person. And it's like, no, you're going to feel all of the emotions. You're going to hear my passion. And it's not to bring anybody down. It's to try to help others wake up. And so I feel like I'm one of the leaders amongst others that are out here doing our part to help others awaken too.
So I was just kind of listening to what you're saying. You're talking about not being this mousy type person and just bringing it out to the forefront so everybody to hear. Can you elaborate on that just a little bit more?
You know, sure. Sort of art-based. Okay, I guess. Yeah, well, ironically, when I was growing up, the funniest thing in high school, I remember my friends were a lot louder than me. I was living in Southern California around a lot of gangster girls. But anyways, my nickname, you would never believe it now, but my nickname was Whisper because I was so quiet. And I think part of it had to do with the way I was raised. I was raised military background. My father was very hard. I was just very quiet. So it didn't come until my adult years where I learned a lot of trials and error, people stepping over my boundaries. I had to learn how to speak up for myself and stand up for myself. And I think now I'm a mother of three, and everybody is seeing different things going on in the world. And it's like, do we just sit back and complain, or how are we going to take action to make things better? So I just had to find that courage inside of myself to say, I don't care what people think. And, you know, my voice is needed just like everyone else's. And those that are going to resonate, that's what we're here for. And that's, even if you have one person, that's what matters. And so that's kind of how I was able to help develop my voice.
Okay. So not caring what other people think was one thing that helped you transition over into a light bringer, where you're standing.
Yeah, that was the last part.
Okay. Okay. So, and how do you encourage others to do the same?
Courage, listening to your heart. That's huge. That's very, very key. We were just talking about that the other day, me and Jamie. We had a show about not letting your inner dictator run your life. Anyways, basically what I'm getting at is a lot of people, they know or they feel in their heart they want more, but they're scared, they're afraid, or they're afraid what other people are going to think. And the thing is, I've realized, even stepping out of my bubble in the last 2 years doing what I'm doing now, there's always going to be haters. Because people want to bring you in their misery circle. And so you got to just not let that bother you.
Right. I understand that, but I know for me, I've gotten past that now, and I don't worry about what other people think. My thing is about honoring and respecting what other people may say or do, but I don't have to like it. I don't have to be a part of it. You get what I mean by that?
Agreed. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about your shows that you do.
Okay. Well, I have, it's under MLTCG Broadcasting, and that's nothing fancy or special. It just basically shortens down my long name. It's Michaela, right. Leanne, Teresa, Candelaria, Guerrero. So I've got four shows right now, and one of them is called Real Talk Done Right, and that's with the co-host with me, Mark Dunn, and that's all about inspiration and motivation. And then I got another show called Real Talk with Michaela, and that, again, is another inspiration show, bringing people from all over the world, from all different industries, sharing their stories, and bringing hope to the world. And so Real Talk, you hear that a lot with my shows. And for me, the way I define Real Talk is basically telling it like it is with heart. The third show I have is Are You Fit? And that's spelled P-H-I-T, and that stands for Promoting Health, Instilling Togetherness. And that's bringing leaders from the health and wellness industry on to help everybody in wellness. So that includes body, mind, and spirit. And like you mentioned earlier, Jamie Lemon is on twice a month with me, and she's sharing with us all random simple truths. And the last one that I just developed recently, just this fall, is called No More Diarrhea News. And that's one that is about breaking news, current events, relevant topics, and it's a chance. It's really, that's the one show I would say that's really blunt to the point, because a lot of the media that you'll hear out there on the mainstream media and cable, you're not going to get a lot of truth being spoken or hear the nitty-gritty. And so that's a chance for me to share with the audience some real stuff. And sometimes it's pretty hard, but, you know, again, it's for those that it resonates with and it doesn't.
Right. I understand that. So, Stephanie, you got any questions for Michaela?
Well, I don't know if I really have a whole lot of questions. I just want to add to something that for the listeners out there, it always is going to start with yourself. It's a conscious choice and to speak your truth. And you're right. Don't worry about what other people think. Those people that don't like what you have to say tend to move away from you.
Uh-huh.
And you get the people that are, you know, starting to speak their truth are the ones that are going to start coming around. But it's definitely a conscious decision.
Right.
Everybody has to make, you know, be the change you want to see in everybody. You know,
first. Right. I see that. And, you know, I think that's very important that we all become the change. You know, what we want to see. And we've heard that by Gandhi so many times, and people have used it so many times. But, you know, my thing is, when are they really using it? Are they using it for the higher purpose and higher point of life, you know, to bring out the truth, the simple truth, whatever you want to call it, be it standing in your own power, not giving it away, you know, your own power and stuff, by standing your truth and using it in the highest of light. That's my concern, is that everybody uses it that way. And you know how I feel about that, Steph.
Yeah.
So,
what, what is the easiest way to stand in your truth? What would be the first thing that we could tell somebody to stand in their truth? You know, if they're going to do it today.
Well, let's ask Jamie that one.
Jamie.
Yeah.
I have a perfect answer for that one.
I'll go for
How
it.
Do you stand in your truth? Well, first, when somebody asks you to do something or to help them out with something, I want you to pay attention to how you feel in your heart.
Right.
Does it feel like something that you want to do, or does it feel like an obligation? Especially now that the holidays are coming up, there's so much family pressure for everybody to get together and put on a happy face just so that we can be together as a family unit. And I don't know about you guys, but my family gatherings weren't very fun because people would start drinking and then starts flying.
And things do happen in family things. And sometimes all you can do is love them unconditionally.
Exactly.
No matter what. You know, I don't know any other way to say that and stuff. So, but Michaela, so on your simple truth of being a light bringer and stuff, I really like that analogy that you're using now. I can't talk, but you know, the analogy of it, right? And I'm going, I like that word. And I was seeing Matt Kahn, and he said that he was a light bearer. And I went, oh, that's kind of cool. You know, and so light creator, I've said, or, you know, light worker or this or that. And it was just like, okay, I understand that, you know? And so, you know, I just think that's neat how you're saying that. So I think there's so much more to you than you're not letting out about you on your spiritual side, you know, and it's just a feeling I have. And so we're going to take a break here in a few minutes, but can you think about that question and then come back?
I will.
Because you have such a spiritual side, and we're hearing the rough side of what you're doing, where I know the softer side. So we'll be back.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds good for you. You're going to pull it out of me? Ah, okay.
I'm going to pull it out of you. So we'll be back in a few minutes with more of the Silver Guide Show.
Of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vale, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, G-A-I-A.net.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess-like shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Welcome, everyone, back to Silver Guys Show. We're talking with Michaela, which is a radio host out of Blog Talk Radio. Michaela, you started off on your spiritual journey with massage therapy, which took you into a broader range of being a light bringer. Can you explain why you decided to go from working as a massage therapist? Because you did 17 plus years. You had your own number one wellness center out of Seattle. You know, what made you decide to go on a global level?
Okay, let me just backtrack a little bit and just give a little brief history before even the wellness center. I worked about 8 years at a hospital, and so I got to see a traditional side of healthcare. And I felt that there definitely needed to be more to be given to our patients, to truly care about our patients. So I went into, if you want to call it alternative medicine, I prefer integrative medicine, but I started off, yes, as a massage therapist. And I realized massage wasn't the only angle. So I ended up opening my, expanding my practice to include other practitioners within there. So we had a lot of different things going on. It was called the Wellness Sanctuary. So we had holistic skincare, we had infrared sauna, we had all kinds of energy work, body work, counseling, you name it. We had it there, even more plant-based nutrition coaching as well. So I really, really loved that path. I did it for, like I said, about eight-ish years, and I did well, but something inside me, something was calling me more. I wouldn't say voices or anything, just your inner intuition that I wanted to help more of the world at large, and I wanted to share more of my heart and voice, and I just knew that this wasn't the way, but I didn't know what the way was, mind you. And so that's what it took, a leap of faith to get out of that and say, okay, spirit, which way do I go? And so I really, honestly, I didn't know for a good year. It's kind of like I took a sabbatical for about a year. I went to Florida, was with family. And during that time, you know, I was on social media, on LinkedIn, and you can only share so much of what you're thinking through text and writing. People don't get it all the way. So I said, okay, what's next? And internet radio is what ended up popping up. And so that's where I started since January.
Well, that's great. So it's making sense now what you're doing. And the reason why I'm asking this, because we're such a spiritual show, we're a teaching show, and I want people to be able to understand what you're doing and why we brought you on. And the main reason we brought you on is you speak your truth. And that's really important to all of us right now, especially in this lifetime and what's happening with the transition of the planet. You know, the ancient knowledge is coming, came forward again. It's been here, but you have to kind of explain this way, where it's came forward again, and now it's blending together as one. And we've cleaned up all of our karma and everything. Everybody's going, oh, this shift is so hard on us. This energy is so hard. And I'm going to embrace it. It won't be so hard then. I know for me and Stephanie and other people, we've embraced that energy, and now we're even able to speak our truth even easier than what we did before. What do you think, Steph?
You know, it was, sometimes it's really hard to embrace the new energy. And, you know, I understand you're saying, you know, embrace it and, you know, kind of let it go through you instead of it all consuming.
Right. There is some processing we have to do, though.
Yeah. And, my experience last week, you know, with the new energy and how it was affecting me. And, you know, I found for me, I have 5 acres, and I go walk in the forest and, you know, get connected and grounding that way. And, you know, last week I had to do it a lot, but it does help to ground.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I know with me, I mean, I had an issue this week where I was kind of angry.
Yeah.
The last couple of days. And I realized that I was going through a processing of ascension, and I had to get rid of everything I didn't know I was even holding on to.
Right.
And, you know, I'd want to speak my truth, and then I'd say, okay, but if I speak my truth, it was like, does people really want to hear my truth? And my husband's like running, and I, you know, I don't know what he thought I was, right?
Right.
But, you know, it's something that I have had to go through, and it was really hard. And speaking your truth at the same time, plus being, you know, sensitive and understanding and balancing the male and the female energy. And like we've talked before, I just have a little tiny, tiny aspect of a, you know, I don't want to say essence more than anything, of a male energy in me now. And learning to work with that and balance is really hard, but it's here to help me balance.
Right.
You know, where I've never lived as a man, you know, and people are going, well, how can you not? Well, I didn't, you know. But, you know, so the one thing I want to ask Michaela, now that as when you were younger, Michaela, you brought up that you were really quiet when you were younger.
Right.
And what made you, there's always a circumstance of what made you come up and say, okay, I'm not being quiet no more. I'm going to say what I want to say without hurting people. What made you decide to do that?
Well, I think, I love my dad, but, you know, I think there was that struggle, like, you know, I think like your father, both your parents are very big key elements in your life. And I feel like my father had a lot to do with some of the ways I was when I was younger. And I felt like it was very dictator like, you know? And so when I kept telling myself when I was a kid, I can't wait till I become an adult, because I'm going to do what I want to do. And then the funny thing is you become an adult. And what I realized early on is a lot of us are a lot of adults. We're still just children, like when you're just in big closed bodies. And so a lot of them were still high schoolish. And, you know, so I was like, you know, it's still kind of, people are all doing their own thing. And so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to be me and it's okay. So I think it was me being held back when I was younger that it finally was ready to come out later. And just to talk about, I guess what I wanted to say is to remind everybody about following your truth. Each time I chose to step out and, you know, and something that was scary, each time I chose to believe in myself and know that I would be taken care of, it always worked out because it was so scary to leave the hospital. I had benefits. I made all right money. But mind, you know, I didn't know how I was going to do it. And I remember the very first month in massage, I only made $40 that month. And I cried. And I was like, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this. And little by little, I got there. And it was amazing to see that, you know. And so, and I, like I said, I was number one in that area for all that time. And then I walked away from all of that. And that was good money to walk away and start from scratch again. Most people would say, you're nuts. But yeah.
Oh. And you know what? They can think we're nuts. I mean, because I've done the same thing. Other people have done the same thing. We get spread out. Spread out so thin when we're in the corporate world, or nursing, or whatever we're doing, right, in healthcare. And it's like you finally get to that point where it's like, okay, where do we need to be now? And I know for me, it was like I need to start talking and teaching and telling these people what I know. I get messages ahead of time sometimes. And it's like, I need people to know this. This is what's happening. And so right now, with this new energy, you know, which is not new energy, but old energy that we're bringing on back. And I keep saying new, but it's old. But we're bringing it, and it's about being our truth, not being afraid, not having to look back anymore. You know, and not worrying about it. It's like this clean slate we're starting with. How do you feel about that?
I completely agree with that. You know, the one thing that we've discussed before, you know, in private is we talked about, you know, the female energy coming back around, and that it's not like we're trying to overtake the masculine energy. It's just having that balance and, you know, together. And so I'm seeing a lot more female leaders stepping up into that role to do that. And my hugest thing, I have 3 children. on the range from 16. The other two will be 5 and 7 in the winter. And my biggest thing, I have one of my favorite quotes is by Shakespeare, and it's "To thine own self be true." And I've told my son that, and I believe that for my kids. And I think a lot of people say things, but they don't follow through. So I really want to lead by example. You can say all you want, but if you don't follow through, these kids today, they're so smart. So if you don't follow through, we ain't going to believe you. And so they need us to follow through.
I am so with you. I have a son that's going to be 18 in November, right?
Right.
Stephanie's laughing. I'm waiting for everybody start laughing around here right now. I've got a couple people here, Steph with me. It's like she's trying not to laugh. Teresa's not, right? You know, and it's really true, because if we're not careful what we say to them, they will find a way to use that. It's hilarious, but if they'll say something like 10 years ago, he might say something I said. I'm like, yeah, I said that. He goes, but it's not true now. Well, no, because times change.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
I have kids. I have girls. I have one in junior high. And having her speak her truth at home has been challenging because of all the non-truths that they have with her fellow students.
Right.
And
right.
It's hard for her to speak the truth, but it's becoming easier. The ones that she starts speaking, it comes easier to her. But then I send her to school, and it seems to be a repeat kind of thing with her over and over. But you sure can tell the difference when she's speaking her truth and when she's not.
Right. Because so, Stephanie, how do you handle that with her when she's having that hard of a time?
Well, you know, I think that has a lot to do with her free will, of her decisions of not speaking her truth and the consequences of her free will.
Right.
And it's pretty much they know, you know. They don't want mom to know that they know. That's the hardest part.
Right.
But,
no,
you know, I can tell, so.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand that. And with kids right now, I mean, my son, when he was 9, he could work a pendulum, pick out a rock, and know exactly what it was, right? And now he's 18, he doesn't want nobody to know. And I said, what's wrong with standing your truth? Oh, I'm afraid they're going to make fun of me. And it's like, mm-hmm. You know what? It's okay. When you're ready to let people know what you can do, you will do that. So we're going to come back with more of this in just a few minutes. You've been listening to Silver Guy Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We're back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Janie Lemon is a licensed massage practitioner and has owned her practice in Kent, Washington since 1998. Through her own personal life experiences, she's been guided to many different natural healing modalities. After experiencing the benefits, she became certified in modalities, allowing her to share them with those interested. Schedule your private session with Jamie today at kentmassage.com or call 253-332-7318.
Dr. Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.net. That's silver, GAIA.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Tune in to The Michael Shane Show, the third Tuesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and connect with the ascended beings to raise your vibration and manifest the life you desire. Get ready to receive healing through the transphysical mediumship of Reverend Michael Shane and the ascended beings. Visit MichaelShane.com. That's M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane.com, and call 425-971-6632 to schedule your full healing session now.
I'm Bree with the Silver Gaia Show. You're listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio. We are back with Michaela, which you've got to see her on Blog Talk. You have to listen to her. Some of her stuff is hilarious. She's so about truth and standing her truth where I wish more people would have that courage to bring the things out she does. Michaela, you there?
Yes, okay, I'm here.
Difficulties we're having today. I just want to make sure you're there. So do you have any promoting that you want us to do right now on your show? Any free events that you have happening? Anything that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, I guess I'll share this with you guys first. I actually do have something amazing coming on. My show, Are You Fit? I actually collaborated with USWC channel and radio, and that stands for US Weed Channel. It's a lifestyle channel, and they actually don't have any female hosts at the moment, and so I was offered the opportunity to bring my wellness show on there, so you guys will start seeing that actually this month. Mm-hmm. People can find my shows. I think the best way to find them right now is my Facebook page, and that's facebook.com/mlctgbroadcasting. So that lists all my shows right there, and it has all the links to all the different four shows that I have at Blog Talk.
Okay, great. So, I mean, I love what you're doing. The truth that you're bringing, it's amazing. And, you know, the Are You Fit? I love that show. I've listened to it. It's great. Talking about women's issues to political, which I'm really not political at all, huh, Stephanie? She's laughing like, I don't even want to answer this one. I can't even talk about political stuff with Bree, and she's absolutely right. But here's the thing, is you also now have started this Simple Random Truther, and I'm like going, speaking your truth. You know, you came up with a great point for everybody, and especially with kids. And so I want to thank you for being with us today, Michaela, and everything you're doing for us. And you have some poems that you have I'd like to hear.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, thank you again, Bree and Steph, for having me on today. I really appreciate it. And it's all of us coming together like this. I mean, I love women supporting other women, especially because you don't see that a lot of times. A lot of times you see a lot of cattiness, and we don't need that in this energy. And in fact, if we can just get all of us on board to lift ourselves up, it's all about paying it forward, and it's good karma. So I am very grateful for the time today.
Okay. And so you have a couple poems?
Well, I think I'll at least get one in here for you guys, if I can, because I think it's relevant, and being the Silver Gaia Show and bringing that light to the world, this one is, I think, very important. And so it's called Healing Society, and I wrote it back in December of 2014. So it's called Healing Society. Peace on Earth. Could it really be that simple? Could we wake up tomorrow morning and look at the beautiful sunrise and say, ah, screw it. Let's call a complete do-over and all just get along. Start from scratch, a new way based upon past learnings through history and innate knowledge of your divine oneness with all of creation. I don't believe the majority of our society would want to hurt, per se, another human being, yet they are blind and can turn away and ignore his fellow human sister and brother upon this planet. that we are all equal children in the eyes of our Creator. We have all the tools necessary to reach our true selves. You just got to want to be your true self. And once you step up and choose to be authentic, you become real, one step closer to enlightenment. Being okay with being, accepting it is okay to applaud yourself for where you've come so far. But if you feel you are not being you, that deeper you, when you really don't want to get up to another day of, you can alter your world at any time by being in service with your gifts you bring to the world. We could respect each other and not see us as separated, but cousins of Earth. If you could see that, then how could you harm your family or not care what happened to them? If animals were our aunts and uncles, would we have respect for their knowledge or how to live and navigate in the world? And yet grandmother and grandfather trees and plants, they whisper their secrets to all that listen, with sister wind to move her musical leaves to rustle her song of wisdom. Everyone, plants, animals, humans, is important. We cannot battle it out. No kingdom is more important than the one called Earth. Remember that. And I got this inspiration from this poem from a book called Healing Society, A Prescription for Global Enlightenment by Dr. Sung-Hoon Lee. So I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Well, awesome. And we did. Thank you so much for letting us know where that poem came from. Well, we really appreciate the time that you spent with us, Michaela. And I can't wait to have you back.
Thank you so much. All right. You guys have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day. Listeners out there, thanks for taking the time to hear me. And I look forward to you guys listening on Blog Talk Radio. You guys take care.
Thank you. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more of the Silver Gaia Show.
Crystal Voyage, located in Tacoma, Washington, is here to help guide your personal journey of awakening and raising your personal vibration. Tap into their on-site practitioners to choose from personalized readings, massage therapy, Reiki and energy healings, body-mind kinesis, life coaching, and many more modalities. Check out their store, showcasing an extensive array of crystals, stones, jewelry, books, and more. They also promote a network of readers offering animal communication, past life regression, aura cleaning and healing, channeled messages, numerology, and so much more. Visit their website at www.crystalvoyage.com to learn more.
Have you wanted to be intuitive or psychic but thought those gifts were only for certain people? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including intuition. Did you know that we're all intuitive, but many times we receive certain messages in our childhood that block us from being able to tune into our intuition at all times? What if you could clear these blocks to access your gifts and always know the truth in any given moment? Don't think it's possible? I was there not long ago. I thought only others had these gifts and you were either born with it or you weren't. I now know we're all intuitive and you can clear the blocks that stop you from being able to access your intuition on all levels. On the other side, I now help others to become intuitive, even psychic. And if this resonates for you and you're ready to own your intuitive powers, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
The Earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs, guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of the Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Bree from Silver Guys Show, and Stephanie was not able to be in the studio with me today, so she's on the phone. We're going to finish out this show with some positive information about speaking your truth. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. So during the break, we were talking about a couple things on having permission even to speak your truth to someone without hurting their feelings and without coming across so loud and boisterous. I think that's really important that people know that you don't have to speak your truth without being angry or frustrated.
Right.
You know, we can do that. You know, we both have been going through this transition. A lot of us are reaching into higher dimensions. They're just gateways, you know, to where we're going. And in that, we're learning that we don't have to be so loud, and that if we speak our truth, it's still going to come across no matter what. How do you feel about that?
When I was going through some rough times, and I would ask Source, you know, to let me be able to speak from my heart and through my throat chakra the truth. And right. I would ask, because sometimes I wouldn't even know when it would be the good time to even, you know, start up a conversation with somebody that I needed to speak
right.
the truth with. And, you know, what I found out that helped me was to, wait for that time, you know, if I was asked, you know, when I need to speak my truth and I ask, you know, when is a good time, it's just, I just let it go and that time will come. It'll
right.
be matched up perfectly for you to speak your truth. And usually when you wait, instead of being forced to speak your truth, you know, you're feeling kind of uncomfortable, just, you know, sit back and let it go for a while and it'll bring you to the perfect timing,
right?
Of to speak your truth with someone that you need to speak, you know, speak it with.
Well, it was like this weekend I called you and said, hey, I'm going through this, this, and this. It's not for everybody to know, right? And you had said, well, you didn't sit back and think about it. What's happening with you? You know, and I did.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I came back last night. I was sleep state and going, okay, I got to get back in my body, you know, because I really wasn't in my body all weekend. As you know, and it was kind of like, you know, and people don't understand that our consciousness can leave our body. And, you know, I want that listeners to understand that that's normal. And I'm sure they're going, we know that, you know, but that's okay. But as we do that, I was like going, you know, what you had to help me with, you know, we're both teachers, we're both visionaries. We have this big vision of what we want to do, how we want to do it. But all the timing has to be right because it's not always right for everybody. You can't push stuff down people's throat and say, okay, this is the way I feel. I'm noticing a lot of victimizing right now, that people are being victims.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I want to say, stop.
Exactly.
Just stop. You know, it's over. The new energy or the energy we have now is here to help us. So we don't have to, we're starting with a clean slate. You know, we've been, you know, karma was over in 2012. And now we're finally able in this year that a lot of us has waited for. I mean, I've heard about this when I was a kid. This was going to happen, right? In junior high and high school.
Right. Hey, I have a question for you real quick.
Sure.
Before I forget it. How is it best to handle, like, when you, something from your past that is coming up and you're facing it, but you can never face that person again? They're no longer on the planet or you lost complete touch. Is there any way for people to speak their truth that way? I mean,
you know what? There is. And this is you know, we've talked about me before, you know, about being molested as a child.
Mm-hmm.
One of those people had died. And we went to the family reunion and I was able to get an apology from one person. The other person, you know, couldn't even look at me, but it was okay because I went up to the person and said, you know, you may touch the body, but you didn't take my soul, my spirit, or my emotions, you know, my spiritual life for me, right?
Right.
The other person was only like 6 years older than me right at that time, right? And he passed away. And when I heard that he had passed away and transitioned over, right? I was like, I had this great sadness for sadness in me, right? And he was my cousin, right?
Right.
And but it was a sadness. But then they allowed me to go through this veil, is how I want to put it. And I was able to talk to him, and there was such, I had such compassion, because he was just a messed up kid.
Right.
You know, and it happened. There's nothing we can do about it. It's over. You know, I'm okay. You're okay. You know what I'm saying? How these things happen, right? And I'm talking about him and I. And, you know, but there still was that embracing of energetic apology between us. So, yeah, you can handle it when somebody has left the planet. That happened for me.
Right. Right. So even, like, sitting down and writing a letter to this person is helping clear and bring in the light.
Right. So you can do it that way. You can just talk to them out loud. But writing a letter is amazing what that can do. And if you're doing it by automatic writing, just think of the in-depth that is coming from out of you.
Right.
You know, right. It's not coming from your dominant hand. It's coming from your non-dominant hand. And you're bringing out that enlightenment that you're trying to give to that other person, even though the other person has, you know, transitioned over. Mm-hmm. But here's something I want to say. Like with my cousin, right?
Right.
How do you know what purpose that was to play in my life for today?
Well,
you know, think about it. I'm not holding it against him, right? He was a messed up kid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But could it, I didn't lose my innocence. I didn't lose my memories, everything that I came with, right?
Right.
So could there be a purpose in there for me, why I needed to hold compassion for him for all those years? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
He's the only one I was never mad at.
Right. And, you know, you never know what your purpose is at the time, you know, and you take the time to think about what was it. And, you know, who knows? Maybe, you know, it was all just to hold that energy for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we knew what... if you could have talked to him, you know, you could have probably hopefully found out some answers from him. But holding that love and light for him, you know, as we do for everybody,
right,
is positive, because, I mean, you holding that light for him, you know, makes life easier for you.
It does. But it also, it made life easier for me. But at the same time, could it have made life easier for him from higher self to higher self? That's something to think about, huh?
Well, yeah, that's definitely.
So as my higher self talking to his higher self and forgiving him and letting go, because I didn't want to hold on to all this. I didn't want to hold on to, you know, keep it inside of me, right?
Right.
I had to let go somehow, so higher self to higher self.
Higher self, yeah. That's a great example, you know. Of just talking, you know, with your higher self, with that person's higher self. I mean, you can get really into depth of the situation and clear it.
Right.
Can't hang on to that stuff. It'll destroy you.
And that's very true. A lot of people are like, oh, well, I'm going to hold on to this forever. You know, I remember my mom one time saying, how long are you going to hold on to it when the shoe doesn't fit? You know, and I go, what do you mean by that? If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. Quit holding on to it. And I'm laughing because I'm going, she was so right, you know.
Right.
It's like a little tiny German lady, you know, 100 pounds soaking wet, you know, telling me, if the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, Mom, you are so right. I say it to this day.
You know, I used to be angry at my brother for many, many years. And, you know, I didn't hold back. With my mom, I would tell her whatever thought I had about my brother. And then I have a stepbrother, and he noticed that I was, you know, who I hardly ever saw, and I was holding on to all this anger, and he had told me, do you think he feels you being angry at him? No. He didn't feel anything. I felt it all. So that moment, it cleared me and went, you know what, there is no point of being mad at him. It does nothing. He doesn't feel it. He doesn't know about it. And all it did was destroy me inside. So I let go of that.
No, that's very true. You know, I'm great for taking my baths, right? Known for that, right? We're now a bath taker here.
Stephanie, I'm calling you. I'm in the bathtub right now.
I'm in my office. You know, that is my office, right. By the way. People can see us now. I might be in the bathtub. Who knows? But anyway, so let me get back to what we're saying. Holding on to all of that stuff that does no longer serve us, isn't worth it. Somebody can get upset.
I'm benefiting you.
Right. So here's the thing. Somebody can get upset, and they can walk away, right? Or we can just walk away, right? Mm-hmm. But their stuff is their stuff. So if you just let it go, you know, and not even accept it and just do not even think about it, could you imagine how much more room you'd make in your cellular memory and your mind for positive things if they just let go of it?
If we're smudging our homes, we should be smudging our souls.
I so love you. Everybody get your smudge stick out tonight because you're going to smudge your soul. But, you know,
everything helps.
I'm telling you, we got laughter. You know, somebody's telling me, you need to learn to laugh more, Bree. And I'm thinking, oh, she was so right. She's sitting here with me, by the way. Hi, Teresa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi, Steph.
I told her I was going to get her on the radio. Oh, no, I'm not. We got a couple minutes left. So what do you think of our conversation today, Teresa?
I thought it was pretty interesting.
Like that?
I really like the discussions around what's a light bringer. There's so many new terms that are coming up. People are sort of making up what they want to call themselves.
Right.
I mean, you're in the light, so.
It doesn't matter if you're a light bringer, light creator, light worker, as long as you're in the light. You're right.
As long as you're in the light and as long as you are of love and your intentions are well and you don't mean to harm anybody, I think you're on the right path. So sometimes we trip all over wanting to label and describe ourselves. And I hope as kind of we go through this, we'll overcome all that. We won't get so debative sometimes about that. And what does it mean whether you're in the third dimension or the fourth dimension or the fifth dimension? What the heck is all of that? You're in the light.
Right, right, right. No, I understand what you're saying. You know, a lot of people want to know about all these different dimensions.
Yes.
You brought it up. Well, we're in a third dimensional world, okay? And so we have to number everything.
Right.
Why can't you just say it's just another opening? It's a light. Yeah, I would say the fourth light, the fifth light, the sixth light.
It's just a milepost on our journey.
Right, and it really is. So as we can connect with that consciously and raise our spiritual vibration to that, it's just a number, you know. But we, for some reason, Steph, I don't know if you agree, but it's like we number everything in this third dimensional world. Mm-hmm. It's an illusion anyway.
Right.
It is.
Right. You know, so, hey, maybe this 30 pounds are an illusion, huh?
It is.
That's my new thing. It's an illusion. That was the problem in the first place. I don't have to worry about it no more.
That chocolate bar you ate last night was an illusion.
Yeah, it was an illusion. Hey, I didn't have one. Thank God. So anyway, back to what we were saying, Steph. And I really appreciate what you said because it's really true. As long as we just stay in the light, it doesn't matter which number we may be called or say that we are in.
Right.
As long as we're staying that light. And thank you for bringing that up. I really appreciate that.
Welcome. I have a quote here.
Uh-huh.
That I'd like to read.
Sure.
Okay. It is, sometimes you have to let go. Sorry. Sometimes you have to let everything go. Purge yourself. If you are unhappy with anything, whatever is bringing you down, get rid of it. Because you will find that when you are free, your true creativity, your true self comes out. That was Tina Turner.
That's too cool.
Yeah, I thought that was a
too
good one.
Too cool. I like that. You know, I'm going to do an announcement right now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
So first of all, before I do this, I want to thank my guests today for being with us on the Silver Guys Show and being on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be again on Thursday with John Skerman, a renowned psychic. He will be on Thursday with us at 1:00, which is going to be a fun show. We're going to be talking about the energy.
I can't wait.
What's happening now. But here's my big announcement. Renowned author, writer, Pepper Lewis will be with us October 27th on Transformation Talk Radio. So I wanted to get that out there. I know. Awesome, huh? Mm-hmm. Anyway, she's going to be on there. A little bit is on the website right now for Transformation Talk Radio, but the rest of it, we will get it up there real soon. But I'm just so excited to talk to her from Gaia Speaks, all the 5 books that she's done, the e-books, all the training that I went and did reading under her and everything, and different people that I'm contacting, they're like, sure, we'll come be on the show and help spread this knowledge of truth. And so it's just really cool. I know. So it's really awesome. So with John coming and Pepper coming and by the way, remember what we're doing not this Thursday, but the following Thursday, Universal Laws.
I know. Universal Laws. Yay. That'll be a good one too.
Why do we need to follow Universal Laws? I mean, we have to do it on the day, time, you know, everything and stuff. Why do we have to do it? And people are asking me questions. Why aren't these taught before? You know, and we've already taught them several times, but you know, I think what I want to do is make sure we do this hour. It's just me, you, and I, no callers. Well, maybe we'll take callers that day, and we will explain.
Great.
I think, yeah, we're going to take callers, and we're going to explain universal laws and why they need to be followed.
Yeah, and they're cool laws.
They are. So I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And my guests that I had, Michaela and Jamie in here, and Teresa, it's been fun. And we will see you all Thursday at 1 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio on the Silver Gaia Show. Have a good weekend and God's blessings.
You've been listening to the Silver Gaia Show. New energy has made its mark. Illuminate the human race. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs and Stephanie Sills each week, Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or the Silver Gaia Show, visit silvergaia.net, and we'll see you next time.
The views of the guests and the callers on the preceding program do not necessarily reflect the views of the Silver Gaia Show.